I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by My PC Backup. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ha ha! Yes! Here we are, having a good time with geekery. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You like the hat? I really like the hat. It's just something, I'm getting it all wonky. But I just like the hat. I had several people tell me, it's you. Yes, it is. Also got a little bit of a trim. Got the old hair trimmed. But, you know, it's a funny thing. Every time they cut my hair, it gets grayer. I tell you, I'm going to quit getting it cut. No, I know what's happening. You know, they cut it and it just shows more of the gray that's underneath. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's a theory. Anyway, but I'm knocking my microphone around. I'm sorry if it's going funk, but I didn't mean to hit it. Anyway, we got some stuff, by the way, this week. Merry Linux Christmas 2013. I know this is 2014. I am fully cognizant of the fact that we have arrived at 2014. I'm a little confused by it because what? That means we're 14 years past the year 2000. I know some of you are going, you're right on top of things, aren't you, Dr. Hill? I know, but it just... We're progressing through this next century. Don't you find that odd? I do. I remember the 1900s pretty well. I mean, I was born in 55, so 55, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot. And then suddenly, boom, it's 2000, and then it's 2001. And then the next thing you know, you turn around, it's 2014. What's up with that? Anyway, just saying. This article is an article from ZDNet by Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, our old buddy. I call him that. He didn't know me from Adam's house cat. You know, like I said before, I didn't know Adam had a house cat, but, you know, I have a house cat, so probably Adam did too. Anyway, mine's name is Tiger, by the way. You've seen her occasionally wander around. Not so much here on the set, but when I was doing out in the living room, she came up all the time. I kept wondering if one day she might come over the chair on my shoulder and sit there during the netcast. That would have been fun. But she's got better things to do, apparently, than join me while I'm doing a netcast. You know, kitties, they're always up to something. Anyway, Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, I think of him as a friend anyway, because he's a Linux promoter. Yes! But anyway, he says sales information for the 2013 holiday shows yet another successful season for Amazon. No surprise there. What may surprise some is how often Linux-powered electronics appeared at the top of Amazon's buyers list. Of course, Amazon's top tablet sellers were their own house brand, which is Android Linux-powered Kindle Fire HD, Kindle Fire HD X 7-inch, Kindle Fire HD X 8.9-inch. Okay? Amazon states that Cyber Monday holiday shopping weekend was the best ever for Kindle Fire tablets and Kindle e-readers. Now, of course, Kindle is powered by Android, which is a distribution of Linux. So, all of those tablets, Linux. All right, closer look at Amazon tablet sales show that Android-powered all the top 10 selling tablets, not only Amazon's own tablets, but all the other tablets, the ones they sold, were Android-powered, which is Linux. Okay. Then Apple, Microsoft, they came in at 11 and 12 of the top 10. In other words, they weren't in the top 10, but they were 11th and 12th, respectively. First Apple, then Microsoft. Apple's low-end 16-gig iPad Mini was number 11, and Microsoft's 32-gig Surface RT, which, by the way, isn't the Surface RT Pro, which is the later one. This is the earlier one, which is clunkier. Just saying. For laptops, Chromebooks were the big winners. What's Chromebooks running? Yes, Chrome operating system, which is a distribution of Linux. So there you go. I got a Chromebook myself. I showed it to you last time. Awesomeness. Okay, that's no shocker that Chromebooks were big winners. Even before the holiday buying season really kicked in, the NPD group found that Chromebooks accounted for 21% of all pre-configured notebook sales, up from the negligible share in the prior year, and 8% of all computer and tablet sales through November. Think about that. 8% of all computer and tablet sales were Chromebooks. I'd say that's doing pretty well, right? Okay. Anyway, a Merry Christmas for Linux. All right, this is the next item. Windows 7 and Windows 8.x, in other words, 8 and 8.1, gain market share. Windows XP loses market share. And that is as it should be. Okay? Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 pass 10% market share. Windows XP falls below a 30% market share. You see, Windows XP is no longer going to be supported after April of this year. This is 2014 now, folks. So we're in January, February, March, April. No more support for Windows XP. If you are using XP, panic now. Get off of XP. Do what is necessary. Upgrade. Freak out. Ah! Okay. Just saying, all right? Alrighty then. That was fun. Alright, AOL finally sells WinApp and Shoutcast. They were going to turn it all off. And Microsoft said, hey, we'd be interested in buying it. And AOL went, we're not going to sell it to Microsoft. We're going to sell it to this German company. I believe it's German. Was it German? Maybe Danish. I don't know. It was one of those European nations. But it's a company called Radionomy. And no, I'm not going to try to pronounce that again. Just saying. All right. That company that I just said, they're buying it. They are an international aggregator of online radio stations. And they are headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. That's where they're at. Belgium, they're so hoopy. It's a quote from Hitchhiker's Guide. Get with the program. Anyway, the Radionomy, I said I wasn't going to say it again, but I gave it another shot, connection was first noticed by a couple of people, including one Byron Stout on the WinApp forums and Karsten Joblock, who saw that WinApp's name servers, but not Shoutcast, had been transferred to said company. We have since learned from a reliable source that the deal is for both properties and should be finalized by Friday, which, as I wrote this was January the 2nd, so by yesterday, it should be done. So it shall be written, so it shall be done. All right, there you go. Now then, next item. Are you having problems finding good podcast and netcast? Is that what's bothering you, baby? No. Some people look for netcasts and podcasts in iTunes, and that's perfectly fine. You'll find them there. But there's also other places that have list-o podcasts. And Blueberry comes to mind. That's a good place to check out. And there's a lot of them. But this particular site, Primo, got the Dr. Bill seal of approval. Thunk. Yes. It is called twothumbsupmedia.com. I'll put that here on the screen. And coincidentally, they're called Two Thumbs Up Media. It's a shock, I know. Anyway, if you go there, you can find all kinds of podcasts, netcast, video, audio, all kinds of good stuff. And, you know, I put a note here in the blog about, are you having problems finding good podcasts, netcasts? Go to Two Thumbs Up Media. And the folks there at Waves of Tech, the company that created this particular website, they wrote me back and said, whoa, Dr. Bill, dude, thanks for mentioning us. We're going to make you one of our sponsor-type folks that rotate in the little boxy thing. And I thought, well, that was nice of them. I appreciate that. That's not why I did it. I did it because I thought their site was really impressive. Just goes to show, you know, people are nice. So anyway, so this week, our sponsor is My PC Backup. Yes. Now, you know you need to back up. See, that's one of the New Year's resolutions you ought to make. You ought to do it. And that's back up your PC regularly. Well, if you're looking for a program to back your PC up, this is a good one. It's simple. It's safe. It's secure. It's computer backup for you. Okay? So here's what you need to do. Go to the Dr. Bill website, according to the lower third there. Go to drbill.tv. Look on the right-hand column for the My PC Backup animated little advertisement. Click on that. Be sure to click through that ad because that'll help the doctor. And then you'll be able to get My PC Backup. Awesome deal for you. Check it out. All right. Next item here. This is odd. This falls under the category of geek culture. I love geek culture. It's odd and strange and weird, and I love it for that reason. There's a city in North Carolina, which is where I'm from, that had a city councilman. And the city councilman was getting very frustrated. Things weren't going well for him. And so he decided, I'm going to resign. But being a Star Trek fan and dressing up as a Klingon regularly, a city councilman in North Carolina dressing as a Klingon, okay, he decided to write his resignation letter in Klingon. Well, the last little bit of it anyway. He signed the letter, Shak Tohush Ka Jopa. Klingon, which is translated, maybe today is a good day to resign. I love it. And as I say here in my little intro to this article from CNET, dude, we need more Klingon city councilmen, not less. I love it. So... He says, it says here in the article, as a Star Trek fan, Waddell, this is the guy's name from Indian Trail, North Carolina, David Waddell, who was the city councilman. He says here, Waddell must have known that Klingons are more about action and less about talk. So it makes sense that he resigned from a position that undoubtedly required having to endure endless council meetings. After all, Shumech Ech Khoshot Bok Akadu. Klingons are born to fight and conquer, not debate. Yes! Waddell is resigning from his first term on the board as of January 31st. Originally, his four-year seat would have expired December 2015. According to the Charlotte Observer, Waddell left his post early because he was frustrated with how citizens' requests for public information were addressed, or not addressed, as the case may be. Klingons as politicians. Yes. I like it. Whoa! Wow. Steady my microphone from that one. Fred's giving us the drum roll because it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Tiny Task. Sounds quaint, doesn't it? Tiny Task. but it's actually very powerful software. I like the software for several reasons. One of the reasons is it's small. You see, programmers have gotten very lazy these days. I remember back in the day when men were men and computers were small boxes that had no memory or power. But people wrote teeny little programs because they needed to. So the tinier the program, the tinier the code, the faster it runs. And the cleaner it is and the better written it is. It's like science. Computer science specifically. Anyway, this little tiny program is only 33K. Not 33 meg. Not 33 gig. 33K. Tiny. And it doesn't need to be installed. You just click and run it. That's it. Now what it does in that 33K is really impressive. It actually will automate tasks. So in other words, you can start tiny task, get it recording, and then go through and do like lots of keystrokes and open pages and do things and save stuff and do all kinds of things. Then you go back to tiny task and you tell it stop. And then you can play that back and it will do all those things for you. In other words, it's automation software for your computer. Now, that's cool, but there's more. You can also click on an option that will take that entire task and turn it into a separate, unique, executable. Think about that. You can automate your tasks and turn those tasks, that series of tasks that you do over and over and over again until you're bored out of your mind. You can take it and turn it into an executable. So then you just run that executable. You can put it in your scheduled tasks to run automatically. And in the middle of the night, boop, 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 it runs all those tasks for you. That's just amazing. And for the low price of nothing, you can get this. It's free. Dude, Tiny Task is a freeware task automation tool. And it includes an XE compiler now. Woo, that's cool. That's just so cool. No installer, no required files, nothing unnecessary, just a tiny little program that doesn't touch your registry or your system folders. Enjoy, they say. Yes, that's highly worthwhile. So I encourage you to check it out. It may be just what you're looking for. You may be listening to this going, Dr. Bill, this is exactly what I need. Well, good. That's why I'm here to save the day. Yes. From a computery, geekery perspective, I don't fly, nor do I have a cape, but I have a hat. So I'm good. Anyway, that's it for this week. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.